Cumulus Broadcasting is proud to present the only show of its kind in the Fox Valley designed to inform you on how to go green, live green, and save green. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, brought to you by Evergreen Credit Union, naturally a better financial. Here's your host, Bill Schultz.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. And we, again, want to thank Evergreen Credit Union. We're going to be talking about them a little bit in this show, too, but they sponsor Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. Today, what I wanted to do is have Jody Vandermolen here back with us from the Winnegame Home Builders Association. We talked to Jody not too long ago for the Parade of Homes, which went very well. How you
yes,
doing?
Yes, it did. Thank you.
Good. But now we've got our next step that we are with our partnership that we have here, and that is the Home and Outdoor Living Show with Answers to Energy, and it is happening in January 19th through the 21st at the Winnebago, but it's not. What are we calling it?
Sunnyview
Expo Center. I was blanking out Winnebago. Thing.
Well, it used to be called Winnebago Fairgrounds.
Right, and it's still kind of there to the old people. And I'm an old person, so that's what I was going to say. Sunnyview Expo Center. But we wanted to talk today, kind of at first, we've got some exciting things we want to tell you about the show that we're going to kind of release today. We've been doing a little bit of that on Facebook. But we want to talk also, since it is kind of early, a lot of people saying, well, why are you talking about this so early? It's because things are starting to fill up here.
Oh, and they're filling up fast.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, talk about how many booths you have had available and how many you have now.
We had approximately 150 booths available back when we started, when we opened up the show for vendors, and that was back in August. As of today, we have 40 booths available, and that's it.
Wow. And we really have not talked a lot about this show. This is a lot of people who are just returning back from last year or heard about last year and wanted to get in. Is that how
Correct.
You've done this?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, people have heard, you know, definitely the rumor, you know, and I shouldn't say rumor, but the buzz is out there. One of the things that we, you know, took a survey of all of vendors last year is that we had very high quality traffic, which is awesome for the vendors, because what that means is that the people who are actually coming to the show are people who are actually interested in, you know, possibly remodeling their house, getting energy efficient, learning different things about making their life simpler and being more green and mm-hmm. things like that. So with that, you know, it's not necessarily always the amount of people that come through the door. It's the quality of people.
Yes.
So the buzz was out there that we had a really, really good, you know, variety of people coming through, and they were definitely people that were interested in our products that we had on display.
And one of the things I think we need to point out, too, is for people, because I know this happened, some people emailed me or Facebooked me after the event, and they said, when is your show? And last year, or I should say 2 years ago, you had it in March, and we have moved it up from, you know, last year we did this. We now have it in January, which some people are, you know, say, well, it's still kind of wintry.
Yeah.
But we also want to say that we're going to be one of the first, we are going to be the first show of the season, of the home outdoor show season.
Correct. So we're the first one in the valley. So that's really kind of a neat kickoff. Mm-hmm. You know, we set the pace for everybody mm-hmm. going forward. So that's kind of a cool thing. And then obviously we get ideas for next year as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, back in the day, you know, a lot of people didn't start planning a lot of their stuff until it came to the spring.
Right.
Well, nowadays, you know, people are planning so much earlier and earlier. So actually January is the prime time to start setting up and looking at doing these projects for your spring and getting them on these people's schedules, because
yep.
they're booked up already. So that is kind of a neat thing that we found out, that it's actually better for the vendors because we can make sure that those people that come to the show are actually on the schedule before they get too full.
We're talking about the Home and Outdoor Living Show with Answers to Energy. It is January 19th through the 21st. Jody from Winnegame Home Builders Association here with us. Talk about what is required for people to get a booth? I mean, it's pretty broad because of our name, Home and Outdoor Living Show with Answers to Energy. It's kind of everybody.
It's right. And matter of fact, it is. You know, it's any type of business that touches a person, whether it's from makeup to your, you know, vehicles to your composting in your garden. You know, there's mm-hmm. everything. Dinner, making dinners, you know, pairing wine with a certain meal and stuff like that. You know, it's a variety of everything. So it's anybody can become a vendor. You just need to have your insurance, obviously, for your business. And then there's a fee for non-members who want to have a booth, and it's $600, I think it's $675 a booth.
Okay.
For a 10 by 10.
And we were just going to say that. There's different booths. You can get 10 by 10. If you have more equipment, things you need, you can expand that, right?
Correct. Okay. So we've got some people who have six booths, and we have many who have two. So it's unlimited on how many booths that you can pretty much take.
And that kind of goes back to your comment before of having 40 booths left. There could easily be a phone call tomorrow where someone says, I want three booths, another phone call, I want four booths, and they build up. And I know from talking to you, there have been some people who return every year who actually haven't even been in touch with you yet. So you've been in touch with them and saying, you got to get going. So this could fill up really quick.
Yes.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, I know that I, you know, pulled in the mail from this weekend already, and I know that there's two contracts already in the mail that I've not opened yet.
Okay.
That people have contacted me back and go, oh my gosh, I haven't filled out my application yet. I got to get my contract into you. It's coming, you know, and it's like, well, just so you know, because our booths are first come, first serve. So, you know, we want to make sure that we can take care of everybody that would like a booth.
And I want to reiterate what you said before. You do not have to be a Winnegame Home Builder Association member to have a booth at this event.
Correct.
Right. There's a different fee, but you don't have to be a member.
Correct.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. Now, let's talk about some of the things we've got going on, because we made a point of, and we've been saying that in the advertising, this is not your father's home show. Because I think back in the day, you would say, okay, we're having a home show, and you would expect to see all builders, all like, you know, wood things, and it kind of gets to the point where, okay, enough of that. And so we really wanted to bring in, and I know we talked throughout the year, I like to say we wanted to bring more eye candy, more fun things to the event. And that was our goal this year, and I think we accomplished that so far.
Oh, I would say.
And we're still building on it, we should say. So we're going to give you some information now about what we know, and as we get closer, because we're only in November here, it will be even more than this. But this is what we know. The first thing I think we want to talk about is we wanted to say, what would make it exciting for people to walk in the doors? So we came up with the idea that there is going to be, for lack of a better word, a video game that is going to be welcoming you when you first walk in the door, and it will give you a chance to win $25,000 in cash.
That's
pretty
awesome.
Cool. That's pretty
Who
cool.
Who wouldn't want to win that?
So that's all you have to do. Is when you come to the show, we're going to have, it's going to be kind of a, I'll try to explain it here. It's a video screen that is going to have 36 boxes on it. And I think the theme, because it's going to be January, is going to be snowflakes because it's in the winter. So you need to hit six of the 36 boxes. If you get six of those boxes that all have snowflakes, you will win $25,000 in cash right there on the spot.
How cool
so
is that? That?
Oh, that's pretty neat. Now, along those lines, we have some of the other things. So let's say you don't get six out of six. Let's say you get five out of six. You get four out of six. You get three out of six, or you get two out of six, or even just one out of the six, you'll win prizes. And I'm hesitating to say what those levels of prizes will be because we're talking to a few different people. But I can tell you for sure one of the prizes is going to be from our friends at LeafGuard, who are going to give a complete gutter cover system to a home, and it will go up in price up to $7,500 of a gutter guard system in your home from LeafGuard. Now, you might say, well, how much does one normally cost? One normally costs $5,000. So for the most part, every home, good, pretty much every home, is eligible to win this $7,500.
Again, or really close to your full home being done.
Yeah, pretty close to your home. Yeah.
It's close, if not beyond.
So we want to thank Josh for doing that. Secondly, what we know is Cease Electronics, and we'll be talking about them in a second. Cease Electronics is going to be doing a prize that is going to be a giveaway. We don't know exactly what that prize is because how their conversation with me was, we want to talk with one of our vendors, which is Sony. So we wanted to see what Sony is going to donate to us so we can donate that. So that's going to be a prize.
Cool.
So there are going to be, obviously, as you get from a 6 out of 6 to win $25,000, and we should mention the $25,000 sponsor is Evergreen Credit Union. So we want to thank them very much for sponsoring this. So Evergreen Credit Union going to be giving somebody $25,000 in cash. It's a chance to win. There's odds, just like in any kind of gaming, as you go to the local bar and you're doing a little gaming there, you know what those are like. That's what it's going to be. So one per visit. So you can make a visit per day if you want for the 3 days and your chance at $25,000. So I think that's pretty exciting.
I think that's right off the bat. Really neat. And, you know, and the thing is that, I mean, you're coming in to take a look at products that you're looking at possibly remodeling or landscaping or doing something. Who's not going to want to have that $25,000 to possibly do all the good stuff
so,
and is paid for
and,
you now?
And I personally, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know of any other home and outdoor living show, home show, building show, Answers to Energy show that has ever done this before.
I've not heard it.
Okay.
So this is the first time.
It'll be, as the doors open up, it'll be your opportunity. It'll go till the doors close on Friday. Open until the doors close on Saturday, open until the doors close on Sunday. So each day, there'll be an opportunity, one chance per person per day. So again, you can come in multiple days. Other things that are going to be there all weekend long, we mentioned Cease Electronics. Cease Electronics is going to be building the ultimate man cave. So, now, when you think about the ultimate man cave, you think of electronics. You think of gear up the yin-yang. You think of things that you would say, gosh, I wish I had that in my rec room or my den or my playroom, whatever the case may be. And Cease Electronics is going to provide that. So it's going to be pretty incredible. We're going to talk about that just in a second. I want to take a quick break. We're talking about things that are coming up at the Home and Outdoor Living Show with Answers to Energy in January. We'll talk more right after this. Answer to Energy Question Spotlight on the radio. We are joined with Jody Vandermolen here, Executive Officer of Winnegaming Home Builders Association. And by the way, we should mention, we were talking about before, if you want to get a booth, how you can do that. First off, you can go to the WHBA website, which is WHBA.net, right?
Correct. And the contract is right there along with a map of the floor.
So you can do that right away, or you can call you and you can email it to them at 235-2962, right?
Correct.
Okay, so you can do it one of two ways. You can get in touch with me and I can send it to you. So there's a lot of ways to get the contract. Contract you just basically fill out, send in the money. Once you get the money, you're locked in. correct?
That is correct. Okay. It's okay. That easy.
So we were talking about Cease Electronics and the Ultimate Man Cave. Now, interesting story here. When we first talked to Cease Electronics, and you could tell, I was talking with Tim Cease, and his mind was kind of working. And, you know, and he goes, you know what would be cool is if I talk to some of our vendors, and there are things that are coming out in 2000, because it's the electronics business. It's always changing. There are things coming out in 2018 that aren't even on the market yet.
Oh, yes.
So we're hoping to get some things that is maybe going to be in store in 2018, but won't be when we are actually there in January 2018. It hasn't even been sent out to be distributed yet.
How cool.
So that is going to be neat. And then we went to the Sunnyview Expo Center with some people at Cease, and I said, okay, well, this is the room, and it's a carpeted area, right? That's where
Correct.
We got there. And they were like, wow, we could maybe do multiple rooms here. So there's a possibility of that. I don't want to say that there definitely will be, but the room is so big that they said we could section it off and kind of give some different looks. So we want to thank Cease Electronics for doing that, and that's going to be really neat.
So. Right, and what a great opportunity, because it's right before the Super Bowl. So, yep. You know, here's your chance to get your man cave set up before the Super Bowl.
Right. It's awesome. So the other thing that we have, we want to thank our sponsors here. Warner Electric Supply is our title sponsor again this year. And Warner Electric Supply does a lot with solar. They're kind of a solar partner with a lot of businesses throughout Wisconsin, throughout Illinois, Iowa, different areas, Minnesota. And they have built a miniature solar house that they actually travel around with. So they can plug it in. I shouldn't say, well, yeah, plug it in. They can actually show how it works. So they're going to be bringing that as well.
Yeah, and so I'll tell you, you know, I've got solar at my house.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, see?
So
you can see how it works. So people can see how an active solar home is working. So that's another little eye candy thing. The other thing we're going to be doing is each day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we've got some different things going on. Why don't you mention on Friday what we've got happening on Friday?
Well, one of the things we have happening is we do have our fish fry.
Mm-hmm.
We brought that on last year, and it was very well received.
It was a big hit.
And it was very good.
It really was.
So we have asked them to come back, and they are going to do our fish fry on Friday night again. Okay. So, you know, come on out. You can still have your fish fry. You can still have your beer while you have your fish fry, so there's not a problem there. And, you know, you can check out the man cave and all that fun stuff.
Well, that's the other thing. We didn't mention that. Like, we, again, there's a lot of shows that don't have beer, but we're in Wisconsin, and we thought that was important. So we're having beer at all of our days at the show as well. So as you mentioned, you can get beer and fish fry. And now we also are having a chili cook-off, but we'll talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so what we are also doing on Friday is we are actually going to be doing our general membership meeting on Friday. And we have an opportunity to do a chili cook-off, and that you will be competing against the Roxy. So you're mm-hmm. going to compete
One
against
of the legendary
Wolfie
restaurants.
And Wolfie Jr.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of cool, you know, especially if you're from the area and you know the Roxy very well. You know, it's going to be some pretty good, tough competition.
Well, and it's just something about, you take a legendary restaurant like the Roxy, and, you know, they make everything very well. And you go, you know what, I wonder how my chili would do against restaurant-style chili. This is your chance.
Here's your chance.
This is your chance.
Yes. So, you know, so that's going to be really, you know, fun and, you know, we'll have some judges there. They'll be, you know, taking and testing it. And it'll be available afterwards for people to also, you know, be able to sample it. You know, so it's not just for the judges. There'll be enough that everybody will be able to sample.
So, Jody, if somebody wants to be involved and wants to make their batch of chili, what do they have to do?
All you need to do is contact Nick Banky or myself, and we will get you the form. It's a real simple form to sign up. You're going to bring a Nesco of chili, and you're good to go.
So, and we should mention that this is not one of those, because there's different types of chili cook-offs. This is not one of those where you're making everything from scratch there. You have the opportunity to make it at home the way you want and then bring it with you.
Right, yes. You know, and we kind of talked about it. We wanted to make it kind of simple right now, as much and easy for everybody. Down the road, you know, a couple years from now, could this, you know, become quite the chili cook-off? It sure could. But, you know, for right now, we want to keep it simple and convenient for the people who would like to enter into it.
And I always think it's, you know, with chili, there's so many different ways. People, you know, do you have noodles in it? No noodles? Do you make it spicy? A lot of beans? There's so many different options with chili. And everybody has their own little niche of saying, this is how you should make chili.
Right.
So here's your chance, too, for doing that.
And I know, you know, I've heard talk and, you know, some of the buzz around that. Some people are even bringing some white chicken chili. You know, so, I mean, when people talk chili, it's not necessarily always, you know, the beef type chili. It's white chicken chili, turkey, you know.
Vegan chili, vegetarian, all kinds of things. So now, correct me if I'm wrong, the prize of this, if you beat the Roxy and you're voted the best, you will get, is it a gourmet meal? Is that what happens?
Correct. With a gourmet meal for four.
At the Roxy.
At the Roxy.
Okay.
So, and it's
so they will
a
serve
full
you then.
Seven, you know, and I don't know if it's a full seven course, but it's a full course meal with, you know, some beverage as well.
It was funny talking with Wolfie when we first started this idea. And again, you could see his mind going, and he was like, I'll say he was thinking, what have I gotten into? Because there's so many people who have their own set ways of making chili that they're going to go, I can beat you. And he was like, yeah, bring it on. Okay. So he's being a sport about it, in other words.
Well, and, you know, in one of his comments, which I think was really kind of funny, is that he's like, we don't make good chili.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
Everyone has their own thing because they make so many things. It's like they don't specialize it. It's kind of like you are just a hamburger place. You maybe make the best hamburgers because that's all you do. But the Roxy makes so many great meals.
Right.
It's just one of their side dishes. So he's being a sport about it and saying, let's have some fun.
Right.
Let's do it. On Saturday now, we're doing something kind of a traditional thing that we've done every Saturday for quite a few years.
Right. So Leaf Guard, once again, has come on board, and they are providing the little sample trees. So those will be given away on Saturday as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be one available for each. And those have been very successful.
They're very, very popular.
You know, I will admit, I've got a couple of them in my yard, you know, and I keep watching them grow, going, okay, come on, you know, so... you know, and it's just really kind of neat, once again, you know, another way to give back to the community by being able to plant a tree.
Yep.
You know, they're an evergreen tree, and, you know, but it's a nice thing to be able to do to put something back into the earth to help, you know.
And it kind of ties into the go green, live green,
right,
save green type of thing. So, and a lot of people go, well, it's January, what do I do with the thing? Well, you put it in water, and you let it sit there, and it'll be just fine. And when you're ready to plant in March or April or here in Wisconsin, June, it'll be fine. So we're good for that. And Sunday is Sunday, and it is football season. So what are we going to do?
So we have the ultimate Bloody Mary bar.
Love that.
You know,
love that.
And it's, you know, I know some people, you know, people like it, some people don't. And you can have it all different ways. You know, obviously, you can get just the tomato sauce and juice with the trimmings and everything like that. But we definitely will have the Bloody Mary, ultimate Bloody Mary bar.
So it is a full weekend of fun, games, learning. And speaking of learning, we also want to mention, too, that we will have seminars on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So that's another thing, if you're listening and thinking of wanting to do a booth, we're also opened up the opportunity for you to do a seminar, workshop, whatever presentation, whatever you wanted to do, a learning experience for the people who come. And it's usually going to be 30 minutes to 45 minutes seminar time. So if you want to do a presentation on what you sell or what you're going to be bringing to the show, you're certainly open to doing that.
Oh, definitely. And we've got some really good ones lined up already, you know, that people have already gotten back to us, you know, from talking about your, you know, furnace or solar system to essential oils to pairing, you know, some wine with a certain type of food, you know, so there's a ultimate limit of what we can do for presentations as well.
And we want to thank our other sponsor. We've got presenting sponsors here, Arc Contracting. We want to thank them very much. Also, the other presenting sponsor will be Central Boiler. And the stages have two sponsors as well, Elin Electric. So we'll have the Elin Electric stage, and we'll also have American Metal Roofs in their stage of what they present. So we are full with sponsors. That looks great. We have, as we mentioned before, about 40 booths left. And we are 2 months out. So really, you might as well say we will be sold out. There's no question. We'll be sold out.
Correct.
So it's a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it. I want to bring Jody in to kind of let you know some of the other things. Keep us in mind on WHBA's Facebook page or Answers to Energy Questions Facebook page. We're going to keep you updated on certain other things we're going to have, the prizes that will be included in the $25,000 giveaway that we're going to have. So a lot of things still to come, but we want to let you know kind of the first peek in at the Answers to Energy Questions show, Home and Outdoor Living show, on January 19th through the 21st at Sunnyview Expo Center. Jody, good seeing you. Thanks.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you for listening to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, brought to you by Evergreen Credit Union. Naturally, a better financial. Listen next week when we spotlight another business and show you ways to go green, live green, and save green. If you would like to be a guest on Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, please contact Bill Schultz at 920-230-0801.